This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Sundance Film Festival is up and running this week in Park City, Utah. It's in person for the first time in 3 years, need I say why. At Sundance, attendees can just enjoy the new movies, but the big business is trying to interest potential distributors and buyers. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on what a return to a film festival IRL in real life could mean for the business of independent film.
Variety film critic Peter DeBruge has a favorite spot to watch movies at Sundance, in the front row of the balcony. He says you can really feel the audience's energy from there.
It's not that it necessarily changes my review. My reaction is my reaction. And I think that's true of people who are buying movies too. But at the same time, you know, suddenly, you know, whether I love or hate a film, I know what the audience is going to think.
Sundance was held virtually the past 2 years, which means DeBruge and potential film distributors have been watching world premieres in their PJs. Joanna Vicent is CEO of the Sundance Institute.
You know, I think people really crave coming back to that theatrical experience and discovering new talent and having this experience that is so unique to Sundance.
Vicent is quick to point out that some films still had success when they debuted online with the festival. The winner of the most recent Oscar for Best Picture, Coda, was picked up by Apple in 2021 for $25 million. And the majority of filmmakers with movies premiering at Sundance are actively seeking distributors for their work, including Laura Gabbard, whose new documentary is called Food and Country.
We do want to sell the film. So there are buyers at Sundance, and something really magical that happens at a Sundance premiere.
Gabbard's movie tells the story of independent farmers, fishermen, and restaurateurs through the lens of food critic Ruth Reichel.
My parents didn't care about food, but they loved restaurants.
Back in 2015, another of Gabbard's movies, called City of Gold, debuted at Sundance, and she received multiple offers. She thinks that would not have happened if she'd just sent distributors a link to the film.
You know, it was a lot of buyers in the room and feeling the excitement and laughing along in the audience and feeling moved.
Gabbard says it's not just her film that's at stake right now, but the independent film genre as a whole.
It's getting harder and harder to be an independent filmmaker, and it's getting harder and harder to find the financing for truly independent films.
That means if they're not getting shown in a theater at Sundance, they may not get shown in theaters anywhere. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.